Come on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Football Friday and the final weekend of the baseball regular season. A lot of football to talk about. Eagles, Bucks, Sunday. Scott Fransky joins us at noon to talk some Phillies. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I don't know if y'all knew this, but it takes 10 to 12 years for a Christmas tree to grow to full size.
So I did not know that.
I did not know it either. I was riding through Jersey yesterday, right? And I saw where they had the row of Christmas, like they had the row of Christmas trees.
They're getting ready, of course.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, how long does it usually take for a Christmas tree to grow? And it said normally about 10 to 12 years, all depends on the soil and the type of, like, what are you doing to help it grow or whatever. But then I got to thinking, like, the people that sell Christmas trees, like live Christmas trees, like how far out do they have to plant the trees and what part of the fields do they have to put them in for they can have them to sell?
You know, we cut down a tree. Like, we do this every year. We go out and get one, and, like, mm-hmm. I cut it down with the saw. Now I'm going to be thinking about this when
no,
I'm out there.
No, because I was thinking, like, randomness, that is me, people, so bear with me. But I was thinking about the other day because I'm riding through Jersey, and I saw, like, the row of trees, and they were, like, little trees, baby trees. And I'm thinking, how long is it going to take for those trees to be ready for Christmas? And then I started Googling, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. 10 to 12 years, so that means that the people that have the Christmas tree businesses, they have to plant trees, like, years in advance in order to be – you got to have a lot of land to plant those types of – don't
John
laugh
Ritchie
at me, Kyle.
Well, yeah. it's a John Ritchie type fact.
It is a Ritchie type fact.
It's less Daley Douglas, more John Ritchie.
It's deep thinking. It's what
no,
it is.
No, it was like I'm riding, right, and I just thought, like, random thought just popped in my head. I was like, saw the trees, and I'm like, how long does it take to grow these trees?
I think it's a fair thought. Another fair thought to have, Hugh Douglas, is can the Eagles win this game on Sunday with all the injuries? Injury report came out from yesterday. Ready for this one, everybody? A.J. Brown, hamstring, did not practice. Lane Johnson, concussion, did not practice. Devontae Smith, concussion, did not practice. And how about Milton Williams, who's a good player, groin, limited practice. The injury report is piling up here, Hugh, as we get ready for a road game in Tampa.
It's like a mash unit.
It is. And we have no idea the concussion, guys, but that's out of everyone's control. That's a protocol thing. We'll see if they clear it. We did hear Adam Schefter earlier this week say usually when guys go in the protocol, it's very rare they come out the same week. So I'm just anticipating, as we sit here at 10 o'clock on a Friday, they're not going to have Lane. They're not going to have Devontae. I think they're probably going to be cautious with AJ considering the bye is after this week. You get him back fully healthy for the Cleveland game in a couple weeks. So it begs the question, do we expect the Eagles to win this football game even though they're going to be down, you know, potentially three of their, five best players in this game? Hugh, Friday morning, well, gut check Friday. Do you expect the Eagles to win without all these guys?
You know, Joe, I was thinking about this a lot, and Jalen has grown as a quarterback. He really, really has, and he's done some good things this year. But I think the combination of having your best players out and going against someone who has your number for the most part over the last couple of years, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough task. I look at this game, man, I think it's going to be real tough for the Eagles to win. I don't think it happens. I don't think it happens this week.
So, like, what are we just going to just chalk it up? Schedule loss here, Hugh Douglas?
I mean, I don't want to use that word schedule loss. I don't want to be a Doc Rivers up
here.
You
might as well just do it.
No, I'm just saying, I don't want to be a Doc Rivers, but, man, it's a lot.
It was a schedule loss. That's how it felt.
If I'm Ty Bowles and I'm watching the film, the two things that I'm not going to let happen is I'm not going to let Saquon Barkley run all over me. That's one. I'm gonna load the box. Hopefully, Vita Vea, if he plays, that helps you out with that.
He was back at practice for Tampa yesterday.
That helps you out with that. And I'm confusing Jalen as much as I possibly can. They've been one of those teams, and he's been one of those coaches that's done a pretty good job of making it tough on Jalen in the passing game.
He has.
And you talk about the receivers that we have. Who is it? Paris.
Campbell.
Paris Campbell.
Jahan Dotson,
who is unproven to this point, who has a pedigree, but I think it's just going to be tough to try to work them into the game plan and get them going. So, yeah, I think we're going to the bye 2-2.
Yeah, you know what? And I hear you, Hugh, and these injuries are significant. Anytime Lane misses a game, it's significant.
Yeah, I forgot about Lane. Not even talking about your best tackle.
Yeah,
one of your best tackles.
I mean, one of the best players in the league. I mean, just flat out. And the Eagles' record without Lane Johnson is bad over the years. The Eagles are still favored in the game. The Eagles are still favored. And a couple things stand out to me. Nobody
believes in Baker Mayfield.
Well, that's part of it. Number one, they did win last week without all these guys in the field at the end. When the game ended last week and they went on the drive to win the game, They didn't have A.J. Brown. He didn't suit up. They didn't have Devontae Smith. He was out with a concussion. They didn't have Lane Johnson. And you know why they won the football game? Because Jalen Hurts made plays at the big moment. You know, I know yesterday, every single person that called this show almost, so five out of every six people said, Joe, Jalen Hurts is getting better. Jalen Hurts is getting better. All right, well, then go win the game. Go win this game on Sunday.
Yeah.
If you're getting better, and this would prove to me Jalen Hurts is getting better. If he can win this game on Sunday without his top two wide receivers potentially, without Lane Johnson, and against a guy, and you're right, Hugh, Todd Bowles has had his number for years now, that would really show me something. Yeah, I'm not ready to make an excuse on a Friday. The Bucs aren't that good. They lost at home last week to the Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos, I get that.
And Bo Nix went there and beat them last week.
They beat the Commodores in week one. The best win on the schedule right now for them is the Detroit Lions.
That was a nice win, but they were outgained by like 200 yards that game. I think that was more Detroit screwing things up. I do expect the Eagles to win. They're favored in the game. Go win the game. If the Eagles are as good as many people have tried to portray they can be, then they can win this game even if they're short-handed.
I was thinking that. But I think that there's something to going against somebody who is basically your kryptonite at this point in your career. It's your kryptonite. That's Coach Bowles and the way that he's been able to attack Jalen. I want to believe, and I do believe, that Jalen has gotten better as a quarterback. But it's something about going against – it's like little brother fighting big brother. And little brother been taking these ass whoopings for a while. Now you know you didn't got your weight up. You've been working out. You know you've been on the treadmill. You got your stamina up, and you're fighting big brother again. And in the back of your mind, you know you're in a better position to fight him, but he's still big brother. He still has that thing over you. It kind of feels like that a little bit. I don't think it's gonna be an easy fought battle. I don't think Tampa's just gonna boat race us. I don't think that. But I think given the circumstances of the weather conditions or in the field, that is just going to be a little bit tougher.
Well, it will be a tough game. And there's a reason this feels like a toss-up game. It's a 1.5-point spread. I mean, you look at some of the numbers. It looks like a very close, kind of tight game at the end, like last week, and the Eagles pulled that out. 215-592-9494. We don't have a final injury report yet, but we do have yesterday, and that's no A.J. Brown, no Devontae Smith, no Lane Johnson. Do you expect an Eagles win, even with all the injuries on Sunday? Hugh doesn't. I mean, and even invoking Doc Rivers here on a football Friday, I do expect a win. They're favored in the game. They won last week against what might be a better team than Tampa without a lot of those guys. And you know what? That defense last week, they played really well. They showed us last week they have an ability to step up. Do it again, Jalen Carter. Do it again. Like, the Eagles are going to probably be, you know, shorthanded this week. But it's not like they have no talent. They have a $250 million quarterback. They have a running back that I'm sure everyone's going to say, run him 50 times and go win the game. You have a star running back. You have a star defensive tackle. You have Jalen Hurts. And you're dead right about the Todd Bowles thing. It has been kryptonite for Jalen Hurts. But you know what he has now? He has Kellen Moore on his side now. He didn't have Kellen Moore in the past.
It's true. But I'll tell you another thing that bothers me a little bit. And I just heard that this morning. The Young Bucks are chirping a little bit. I'm really not a fan of that. Especially when you really...
Young Bucks as in our Young Bucks, not
yes,
the Buccaneers.
Our young Bucks.
Not
the Buccaneers. Young Bucks. Yeah, the young Thundercats for us. They've been chirping a little bit, especially Jalen Carter talking about, you know, giving out game plans and stuff and talking. Like, I feel personally that certain things shouldn't be said. You should leave it for the imagination. And, you know, when you start talking about another team's quarterback and what they're not doing after you've only had one good game in the NFL, it's a whole lot of talking, young fella. Like, you're still, like, as good as you are and as much as you've shown us, you still in that, hey, can you do it again mode.
Of course.
I'm like that with you, because if I'm being honest with you, you showed me one week that you was a man. You was a grown man. You got to be a grown man every week.
You got to do it again.
You know what I mean?
215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up on the game here. Do you expect the Eagles to win, even with all the injuries? Kyle, where do you come down as the Eagles are a slight favorite? The injuries, though, are obviously significant.
So I kind of went back and forth on this in my head. I can't do the whole scheduled loss thing against the freaking Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Who said scheduled loss? You.
Well, I mean, you're heavily implying it.
I mean, it's the most plan-based thing you've done this week.
No,
I mean,
see,
it really
what's
is.
What's happening is this.
We all know what this is.
You're You're implying that I'm saying that.
You're implying that it's a scheduled loss.
Wait a minute. Y'all putting words in my mouth.
No, we're not.
No, we're saying you implied it.
I didn't say that, but that's not what I'm saying. Hold on.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm giving you the circumstance.
Okay, well, here's why you're delusional. The Bucs are not that good.
They're not.
Baker Mayfield, I think we overrated over the first 2 weeks. The Bucs are dealing with some injuries, too.
Yeah, like, I get that.
I get Todd Bowles has been kryptonite for Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, but like the times that we faced them, let's see, it was 2021 when Jalen wasn't really a developed quarterback. Last year, when we had zero idea what the hell we were doing against the blitz, Jalen's been good against the blitz this year. So I'm not overly worried about the whole, you know, Todd Bowles likes the blitz, Jalen Hurts thing. I think this is a game where the defense takes over. I think Saquon should probably, I'm going to be one of those guys that says it, give Saquon the ball as many times as it takes to win the football game. Kellen Moore is going to dial up plays that get Saquon and Dallas Goedert in space, right? So we're not just running through a stacked box, which we know they're going to do because we don't have any wide receivers out there. The Eagles are favorites. We're going to go win this game. No scheduled loss nonsense.
Yeah, the scheduled loss stuff is ridiculous from Hugh. This is so plant-based. You know, this is a Jalen Hurts believer litmus test today. That's what I'm going to say. This is an even game. It is a 1.5-point spread. Jalen Hurts is a $250 million quarterback. It's Hurts versus Baker. If you don't believe, if you don't expect the Eagles to win, what you're telling me deep down, you don't really think Hurts got better. Because if he got better, he wins this football game.
I absolutely think Jalen Hurts got
Then he gets over his kryptonite.
But I feel like, going into this, and I gave you the reasons why I felt this way. It's because, you know, like I said, I thought I gave a really good analogy with the big brother, little brother thing.
Yeah, he did.
You know, because in the back of your mind, psychologically, you got to get past that.
You do, and this is the Sunday.